It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. After weeks of speculation, Mayor-elect Bill de Blasio has named a former teacher and principal as chancellor of New York City's public schools. Carmen Farina spent 40 years in the public school system before retiring in 2006. WNYC's education reporter Beth Fertig was at the announcement today in Park Slope, Brooklyn, and joins me now to discuss the appointment. Beth, de Blasio said during the mayoral campaign that he wanted an educator as chancellor. That's a shift from Mayor Bloomberg, who chose people from outside the system. What message does this appointment of Carmen Farina send?
Well, first of all, Bill de Blasio has two children, one of whom, as we know, is still in the public schools. His son Dante goes to Brooklyn Tech. So when de Blasio made this announcement today, he chose MS 51 in Park Slope, which is where his two children went to middle school. And he said he's not just choosing a chancellor for the city, he's choosing a chancellor for his child. So this is very personal. But then he also said having someone like Carmen Farina, someone he's known for a long time, who worked in the system for 40 years, means she understands parents and teachers and is going to command their respect.
Some leaders have to try and convince people that they know what they're talking about. Carmen is already universally recognized as one of the great educators in this city.
You might have noticed that was a little dig at Mayor Bloomberg's choice of chancellors.
Yeah, not so subtle. Is he saying Bloomberg's chancellors did not have that respect, including Dennis Walcott?
He's not saying that they weren't respected. He's saying they just came from a different place. Bloomberg, being a businessman, wanted to shake things up by bringing outsiders into the system. Joel Klein, his longest-serving chancellor, was a high-profile attorney. Then there was the disaster of naming publishing executive Kathy Black as chancellor, and she only lasted a couple of months. And then finally, Dennis Walcott, who is very well respected. He started off as a teacher. He's been around education a long time. But none of these people were people who came from inside the system. This is going to be the first chancellor in a long time who doesn't need a waiver from the state's requirement that the chancellor have a superintendent's license. And de Blasio also mentioned his Tale of Two Cities theme, saying parents have felt excluded from the public schools. Morale is low among teachers, partly because they've been without a contract for 4 years, but also because there has been a lot of focus on test prep, and there's been a lot of changes, like the new standards. So he wants somebody from inside who gets it.
Did he or Farina say how much they intend to reverse Bloomberg policies? Are we going to see a total about-face here?
It's not clear exactly what they're going to start with, but de Blasio did acknowledge there are some things he does not have control over. For example, the state requires annual tests. It also requires a new teacher evaluation system that relies partly on student test scores. We've been hearing a lot about these things this year. Then there's the standards, the new standards known as the Common Core. So he can't change those, but he said he intends to put less focus on test scores in a way that the city has been able to use them, like Bloomberg putting out those A through F annual report cards, which were based largely on test scores. He's not going to do that. And Farina talked about changing the tone. She says she wants more joy in the schools, a greater sense of collaboration. She feels like that's been missing. And she said the first thing she's going to look at is relationships with parents. She mentioned parent engagement.
We are going to communicate often, frequently, and explicitly. It's not about just giving us, you, our opinions, but we want to listen as well.
Now, she's the daughter of immigrants from Spain, and she knows what it's like for immigrant parents to feel intimidated by the schools. She mentioned that. She said, especially parents who don't speak English, we want to bring you in.
What has been the reaction?
It's been overwhelmingly supportive. You know, you hear teachers and other principals I've talked to have been so excited about this. They were expecting it for quite a while. Parent groups saying it's time to have an educator. Michelle Hamilton is a teacher who was there today for the announcement. She also has kids in the public schools. This is what she said.
You need to have experience in the classroom to tell people what to do. And I think that gets lost in the conversation.
And we kept hearing that. And we also heard people saying they're personally excited about Carmen Farina because she has a big reputation. Even if you've never heard of her, she has a really big education reputation around the city, around the country even. She was a teacher in Brooklyn at PS 29 for a long time. She was the principal of PS 6, which is a very prestigious school on the Upper East Side. And she was a very tough leader there who had a reputation for pushing teachers out if they weren't going to be with the program. But she was also known as a real collaborator when she was the superintendent for this big slice of Brooklyn that de Blasio's children go to school in. And he was on the local school board. That's where he met her when she was superintendent. And she was known, I've I've heard from many people for taking what she called glory walks through the schools and showing people good examples of teaching, whether it was in a struggling school or a really prestigious school like PS6, where she taught. So she's known for pairing people together, and she also really wants to focus on professional development. She thought that was lacking when she left the system in 2006 as deputy chancellor. She thought that they had neglected, the Bloomberg administration had neglected professional development.
Briefly, any criticism? Anybody wary about her?
I think people who come from the Bloomberg administration are wary because their legacy is now up for grabs. Eric Nadelstern, a former deputy school superintendent, told me he was personally worried about the high school graduation rates. They've gone up so much, he doesn't think that Farina has the type of personality that's going to focus on that, or that hasn't been her focus in the past because she comes from an elementary background. The real reservations are people in the charter sector who are very worried about de Blasio's plan to charge rent to charters that take place in public school buildings. But Carmen Farina is not on record about that herself. She hasn't talked about that. So that's de Blasio's agenda. She's now going to have to follow through on that. And she says she's going to start by listening to a lot of different people.
WNYC's Beth Fertig covers education for WNYC. For more, go to schoolbook.org. Thank you so much, Beth.
You're welcome.
This is WNYC.